Happiness hates the faint-hearted. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Happiness hates the faint-hearted. Whenever you have a great idea, your enthusiasm is overwhelming, and you jump into the activity saying, "Whoa, this is great, this is lots of fun." And the timid ones, the faint-hearted ones, they sit back and they watch others do wonderful, exciting things, and they think to themselves, "Wow, isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? I wish I could do things like they do. I wish I could do things like they do. I could be so excited like they are. I wish, I wish." And, of course, the faint-hearted, timid ones will always just wish and will watch. They will watch with admiration as others go out and do beautiful, exciting, dynamic things that set the world on fire, that make all things look exciting and wonderful and beautiful. Oh, yes, we all have the opportunity to be equal. We all have the opportunity to do the same things, to find an exciting world to live in, as we already are. But are we the timid ones, the faint-hearted ones, or are we the ones who get out and make things happen and enjoy things happening? Not by making things happening, by doing, but by that inner drive, that inner enthusiasm, that inner joy, that wants to get up and dance and say, "Hey, this is a wonderful world. Come on, dance with me." That reminds me of Ellen on our trip on the ocean liner. We took a sea voyage, and as we took the sea voyage, we had a good time. And we went up to watch the dancers often in the evening. And they were doing beautiful things, and we'd sit there having a cocktail, watching them dance and thinking how lovely it was to see them dance. And all the time in Ellen's heart was, "I want to dance, I want to dance." But she didn't say a word. And so she didn't dance. Now, she may have danced in her heart, she may have danced in her thought, she may have danced in her inner self, but outwardly, she never took her body and went out there dancing as beautifully as she knows how to do. We're all like Ellen from time to time. We wish other people would invite us to dance. We wish other people would do it. This is a world in which you have the opportunity to get out and do it. Now, Ellen could have done a number of things. Ellen could have seen herself on the dance floor having a grand time and not making a decision who was her partner, but just seeing herself out there having a grand time, being invited by somebody to dance and having a lot of fun. Or Ellen could ask someone and say, "Let's dance." And who could refuse Ellen? When she asks you to do something, to dance, to do a trip, to have fun together, it's hard to say no. And, of course, very few people do say no, because Ellen does not ask people who are not interested in the same things that she's interested in. So, we are like that. Now, what's the third thing? The third thing is, Ellen sees herself doing all the things that make her happy. She sees herself sitting in the deck chair there in this ocean liner, watching all these people dancing and the night sky floating by, just so lovely and beautiful. And in her mind's eye, she sees herself dancing, having a grand time. And she indeed has a grand time. Now, you say, "Well, that's not real." Oh, my goodness, yes, that's real. It is as real to dance in your mind and your heart as in your body. For when you dance in your body, you're oftentimes trying to improve. You're oftentimes trying to reach the limits of the music, or you're reaching the attitude of the other person, or you're limited by the person you're dancing with. If they don't happen to be a good dancer, then you oftentimes are not a good dancer. I was in Lugano one time after a meeting, and we went into this restaurant, and in the restaurant they had a dance floor. And the musicians were playing music, and there was nobody dancing. But one of the ladies of our party was quite an attractive, charming lady, and she said to me, "Herb, will you dance with me?" "Sure." So we got up and danced. She asked me, and we got up and danced. And I have not danced in my entire life with a dancer who so beautifully danced with me. She made me feel like I was Fred Astaire. She made me feel like I was the greatest dancer. She did not complain, or she did not compliment. She did not do anything. She just flowed with me, and I, of course, flowed with her. And as we danced on the floor, everyone looked at us and they said, "What a charming couple. What a beautiful couple. How well suited they are to each other. How well they dance together, and how well they dance. Oh, my goodness." And, of course, we danced many dances. And when we sat down, we were not tired. We were just exhilarated and happy and joyful, because we were dancing both in our heart, in our body, in our mind, and in fact. And each of us was sort of belonging to the other in the dance. We just hand in glove, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dancing together, as beautiful as anything could ever be. And, you know, if Fred Astaire or Ginger Rogers had watched us, they would have said, "Hey, that's my routine. You're beautiful. You're fantastic. You're glorious." Yes, they would have. We all have a chance to be either faint-hearted or happy beyond measure. And if we want to be happy beyond measure, we let go of all the limiting thoughts that say we have to do it a certain way. Now, what makes an artist? What makes a genius? What makes someone who is very successful? They do life their way. They make magic their way. They do the things in life that just turn them on and make them feel like they are the greatest people in the world. Not superior to anybody else, not wishing they could be better, but just doing what makes them happy. No faint-hearted ones there, no timid ones there, only ones who are living the joyous life of their own happiness, of their own magic, of their own self. Happiness hates the faint-hearted, because happiness is a bubble, and happiness is always floating, and happiness is unlimited. Happiness lets go and lets the wonderful world that it is be what it is. You and I are built, are designed, are created for happiness. You and I live our life for one purpose alone, and that is to be ourselves and to have fun. To be ourselves and to be happy, to be ourselves and to live all of the things that we can possibly live, all of the things that we can possibly do, all of the dreams that we can possibly have. And as we do that, life is more exciting than anything we could have ever imagined. No, happiness hates the faint-hearted. The word hate sounds so terrible, but happiness does not grow and expand and live and express in a timid person, because a timid person is afraid to step out and be themselves and have fun. They're afraid they might offend somebody. They're afraid they might not be doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. A happy person is a person who's always doing the right thing in the right way at the right time. And the happy person does it again and again and again. And the happy person is called upon to do it. And the happy person is surrounded by people who do things that same wonderful way. This is what happiness is. This is what joy is. This is what peace is. Be yourself and have fun. How often I have said that. How often we have said that. How often we say we believe that. But if you're too timid to ask someone to dance when you want to dance, If you're too timid to just go and be outrageous and be yourself contrary to what the procedure might have been in the past, girls don't ask guys to dance. Well, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Girls make themselves so seductive to guys that the guys want to get close to them and dance. They want to snuggle this beautiful creature. They want to be in their arms. They want to be dancing with them. The girls create the guys dancing with them. Of course, the guys create the girls dancing with them, too. It's sort of a mutual affair, and a very nice mutual affair. But there is no such thing as guys asking girls or girls asking guys. It's a matter of, what do you want to do? Are you the timid one who sits back like the wallflower and says, nobody invites me? Or are you the one who is so vivacious, so dramatically beautiful, glorious, and wonderful that everybody wants to dance with you? And everybody says, can I dance with her next? Can I be on her dance card? Can I be next? Can I be next? And if you are not the kind of person in your heart that you think somebody wants to be next, then there will be no next person. Even if someone comes along and asks you, you'll say, oh no, I can't dance with you. You're too good. You're too wonderful. You're too fantastic. You're too glorious. Ha! Too glorious? Who's too glorious? Nobody. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. You are magnificent. You are the allness. You are the isness. So, be yourself and have fun. Happiness does not circulate around the faint-hearted. Happiness circulates around those who are ready to enter into happiness, ready to join into the joyous experience of living, ready to jump up and down and say, yes, let's go. And the music played on. Are you happy? Are you faint-hearted? Are you happy? Are you timid? Are you happy? Are you a free spirit? Are you happy? Are you the one that makes the world go round in your life? Are you happy? Ask yourself the question. Give yourself the answer. And you'll come up with a response that'll shake your boat. It'll say, why not? I don't care if people laugh at me. Who's going to laugh at me when I'm happy? I don't care if people frown on me. Who's going to frown on me when I'm doing things that make me happy? I don't care if the rest of the world looks at me and makes a judgment. Who says the rest of the world is looking at you and making a judgment except you? And what a silly person you are to think that the world is judging you. My goodness gracious. The world, at least the world I live in, is too busy being happy to do any judgment. The world I live in is too busy having fun and being itself all the time to look at anybody else and say, my, naughty, naughty, you're doing something contrary to principle and practice. Well, you're never doing anything contrary to principle and practice. You live principle and you live practice and you're being yourself and having fun and you can do no wrong. You can only do that which is good and beautiful when you are being yourself and having fun. Happiness delights in the joyous person. And the joyous person is the person that I am and the person that you are. And the person that we are, and the only person that I know about in my world. That's all. Have a lovely day, and be happy, and forget being timid. Be outrageously wonderful. The world loves outrageously wonderful people. I love you. I love you. I love you.